Oh, Baruel, a tzaddik, al yishrei simcha. Light of sown for the righteous and the upright of heart, gladness. There's something that we say kol nidre night as we take around the Sefer Torah in haunting, haunting nigun. Oh, Zeruel, a tzaddik, how do you sow light? Rashi explains, when you sow light, more will sprout forth. Whereas the Ben Ezra says, if you plant a little bit of light, it will come forth later on in abundance. Which is what it takes to say, anyways, Mashiach and Olam Haba. The tzaddik sows points of light. The Torah, the mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim, and reaps the benefits of them, lasid lavai. Every physical object that exists in this world contains within it possibilities and potential for spiritual purpose and growth. And a tzaddik realizes that there are seeds of spiritual light which you can sow, which are sown and concealed throughout the world. And in doing so, a person can cultivate a rich harvest of mitzvahs. These opportunities to fulfill mitzvahs and to reap these lights absolutely everywhere. There's an Abadrish that says that this is talking about the Arhagonus, the original light that illuminated the world at the time of Briyas Ha'olam, of creation. With this light, we know Adam could see from one end of the world to the other. However, Hashem realized that the Rishon could abuse it. It was therefore hidden away for tzaddikim in Gan Eden. This is the light which was Zaruah la tzaddik, and it can only reap its benefits later on. And the upright of heart, gladness. The Gemara Maseches Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says that not everybody is going to be destined to be blessed with this light. It just doesn't work that way. Only the real tzaddikim are going to have that light. Only the upright will merit that gladness. Rashi explains that actually the Yishrei Lev are on a higher level than the tzaddikim. But the Sfasemis explains how the Yasha, Yishrei Lev, is someone who perfected their personality. They're like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Like Shlomo HaMelech also says Adam Yasha Ve'emavichu Chizvoinus Rabim. That Hashem originally made a person upright, made man upright. We saw many intrigues. We'll rejoice when we reach our original purity and uprightness. The Chavis Alvavis says that the reward that the tzaddikim receive, Neilam Haba, is this simcha that they receive from serving Hashem. Either way, Arazarua la tzaddik elishwe lev simcha should mean that we understand that there are so many opportunities in this world. Opportunities to create nitzchias, to enjoy it, to take pleasure in it. It's around us always, so we just need to take advantage of it.